few years ago, right before Christmas, I had a state conference assignment in California. On the flight back to Utah, I decided to take a little short nap, and my seat was C and near the aisle. And before, cabin door closed, and beautiful lady in her mid-70s stood beside me and said, "May I have my seat?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." That was the end of my nap. And she loves to talk. And she said, "I don't know why I should have to fly to a cold place like a Utah Christmas time to visit my grandchildren. I hate to leave sunny California." And then she went on to say that, besides, there are strange and weird people in Utah. They call themselves Mormon. My daughter married one of them. I said, "I'm sorry, but before you go any further, I should tell you that I'm the one of them." And then she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that." And I said, "Oh, you really meant that, didn't you?" Our conversation went on until above the Provo, and we will be soon landing the Salt Lake. Patty, that's her name. I said, "You've been talking for almost flight. I feel like I've known you from the pre-Earth life." And before we landed Salt Lake City, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I may. I ask her sincerely, "Patty, do you know your deceased husband, that you can see him again?" And she said, "Oh, is that possible? Do you know that your deceased Matt, who died as a baby, you will see him also in the future?" Her eyes became moist, and her voice was shaking. The Spirit of the Lord touched her. I sensed that she had missed them so much. Then I prayerfully asked her, "Patty, do you know you have a loving, kind Heavenly Father who loved you so dearly?" She said, "Do I?" "Patty, do you know that your Heavenly Father has a special plan for you, for your family, so that you can be forever?" "Can we?" she replied. "Have you ever heard that plan before?" She said, "No." And very sincerely, I asked her, "Would you like to know about it?" "Yes, I would," she responded. The Spirit of the Lord touched her deeply, and the Lord promises us the following: "For mine elect hear my voice, harden not their hearts." He also said, "I am the good shepherd, know my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Nephi described a desire to see the Father's dream, the tree of life, and he did. And then also, he saw the beautiful baby Jesus. The angel asked, "Knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father has seen, saw?" Nephi replied, "Yea, it is the love of God, which sheddeth itself abroad in the hearts of the children of men. Wherefore, it is the most desirable of all things." Before we came to this earth, our Heavenly Father gently, peacefully placed our bosom, the love of God. In Heavenly Father's eye, you are a very special child. My friend Patty has the spark of the divinity in her soul. When Patty heard the word of Heavenly Father, she was touched deeply, and she responded to his voice. We are total stranger, but the Lord placed one of his precious daughter quietly next to me. I was praying so hard, earnestly, that the Spirit of the Lord will touch her and speak to her. How can you and I share the beautiful message of the Lord Jesus Christ? First, cultivate an awareness. Bring others to the knowledge. President Gordon Hinckley teaches us to let there be cultivated an awareness in every member's heart, and his or her own potential to bring others to the knowledge of the truth. And let him pray with a great earnestness about it. And let each member pray. And President Hinckley continued quoting the testimony of Alma. O Lord, wilt thou grant unto us that we may have a success in bringing them again unto thee? Behold, O Lord, their souls are precious, given unto us, O Lord, power and wisdom, that we may bring these our brethren. In the LDS Bible Dictionary states, the object of prayer is not to change the will of God, but to secure ourselves and for others blessings that God is already willing to grant. But that we're made, that are made conditional in our asking for them. Second, a good example to our best tool. President Hinckley taught us, the most effective track we will carry will be the goodness of our own lives. Close quote. As we live the gospel, we will like the lighthouse on the hilltop, the light and the salt of the earth. We can partake of the love of God and tree of life and drink from the fountains of a living water daily by communing with our Holy Father, immersing ourselves into the scriptures and meditation. Then the Lord will bless us to be more sensitive to speak to those souls which he has prepared before us. Third, act as a time when you feel the Spirit. Elder M. Russell Ballard taught us the key to success in bringing souls into Christ is to act at that time when you feel the Spirit and you sense that your friends does also. Through our faith, our trust in the Lord, and our good works, we can bring many souls. As we seek and pray in faith, the Lord will guide us, and his elect soon embrace the glad tiding of the great joy to partake the eternal and infinite atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. The missionary taught Patty 3 weeks later while she was staying in Utah. Patty called me. Brother Kikuchi, this is Patty. I'm going to be baptized. Would you come to my baptismal services? My wife and I went, her baptism. Many members are fellowshipping well. Oh, I shall never forget her joyful countenance as she came out of the water. I shall never forget her sweet tears at the sacred altar in the Salt Lake Temple a year later. I remember her peaceful and a celestial glow when she was a seal to her deceased husband and a son, and the living daughter who had become a member of the church. She now knows her family is forever in the Lord. My friend Patty Louise Donaldson found the Lord Jesus Christ. Now she lives in Utah. Dear my friends who are within the sound of my voice, you are a son and daughter of Heavenly Father. You are once in the Holy Presence. I know that your Heavenly Father has a special plan for you to return to live with him. Let's go home. Let us prepare to go home to our Heavenly Father's place. My dear brothers and sisters, I testify to you. The Heavenly Father sent his only begotten Son, and Jesus Christ, he died for you and me. And he said, how sore you know not, how exquisite you know not, yea, hard to bear you know not. For behold, I, God, suffered these things for all that they might not have suffered, if they would repent. Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of the pain to bleed at every pore, both body and the spirit. Would that I might not drink better cup and shrink, Nevertheless, glory to the Father. And I finish my preparation of the children of men. He loves you. He knows you. He lives. In 1820, Heavenly Father and His Holy Son Jesus came to boy Joseph and established this kingdom so that we can go home. I know that He lives. I know that President Hinckley is our prophet. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.